All right, here we go. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick ain't it.
Welcome to another podcast bangers, episode. Bangers, smash bangers, that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026.
Assemble.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. This main episode, in case you use it, is shooting March 27th. Yeah. As we live and breathe, Angel, kids are on spring break. She's doing motherly duties. I am out of town on press. So if you want to hear about Drewski and Usher, check out the main episode on Patreon. We talked ad nauseum about Drewski's sketch and Ted Cruz. We talked about Usher and a variety of other things. But now we're going to get into this Tank versus Tyrese versus. First thing I want to say, Angel, I thought versus was like over.
No, they're going to keep kind of.
They're going to keep. What was the last one before this?
Ooh.
That was big.
Come on. You got it.
Is that Birdman?
What's up?
Master P?
Yes.
Who do you go against?
Cash Money.
Oh, it Master P versus Cash. No Limit versus Cash Money. That's right. So this was for the ladies. Tank versus Tyrese. Did you watch or did you watch on clips?
Clips.
Okay. Thoughts, comments, concerns?
I saw the clips. Only clips I saw was of them making jokes, digs at each other.
I was watching this live, and me and Melissa were like, I can't tell if this is beef for real or if they're just like, you know, when you hoop with your boys, it can get testy. You start talking crazy. Because when I got the clip here, when Tank was talking about touring and stuff, I said, now, hold on. Hold on now.
Hey, Tank. How you gonna act like that, bro? How you gonna act like that? How your band gonna act like that? How your playback gonna act like that? How your jacket gonna act like that? You took off that turtleneck because that turtleneck was acting like that.
That's all right. That's
all right. Try it again.
Give me a couple more.
Try to act like that.
This is time. You're an opener, so keep opening.
No, sir.
Please, we all need a comedian. Never, ever. We all need a comedian before the main act come out.
I'm the only artist on this stage that has done 4 headline tours, not him.
Okay.
Not a one.
That's fine.
Listen, Fast and Furious is nice.
That's fine.
But you can't tour.
That's all right. It's so crazy.
You can't tour.
That's all right. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what hard ticket sales are.
That's all
right. Should we educate the man?
We can all,
he don't know what that means.
He said we can all, Tyrese said we can all tour hotel lobbies.
Oh, Jesus.
Why is he trying to flaunt his tour in front of $100 million movie budgets? I
think he's just saying music wise.
In this arena.
He's like, yeah, you've done Fast and Furious, but come back out on tour. You can't. Real quick. More than anything, did they mic the audience? Because yes, I could did. Hear them way too goddamn
they
much.
They had to.
They, I said, I'm, I, am I in here?
I pissed me off. I'm going to be like, if y'all bitches don't shut the fuck up.
Am I in here with y'all?
They, oh, Tay, what I heard you in the internet.
I'm like, I was right behind y'all.
He's wearing a turtleneck, huh, Tank?
Yeah. Man.
Oh, my God.
It was loud. I mean, that audio engineer was like, I got it feeling like it's live.
Oh, my God.
When it is live, I don't want to hear the niggas around.
They had DJI mics on every. They were like, put this on. All right. Yours is going. Oh, it pissed me off. Anyways, I think it was for real.
It reminds me of when I be hooping with my niggas. You fouled me. You nigga, you can't guard me. Blah, blah, blah. And it get real testy. And when the game's over, you're like, all right, nigga, see you next week. But in that moment, it often goes too far. Sometimes nigga fight. I ain't never fought nobody. But I have said some things that have been on my heart. Amen. In the heat of battle, you start talking trash. You can't foul me yet. Nigga, that's why you don't take care of your kids. And you didn't graduate on time.
No.
What does it have to do with being down 15 to 11? I don't know. I always thought you should have graduated on time, and I'm bringing it up now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was odd to see it. I was like, I don't care about none of this. Y'all measuring each other's dicks on stage?
They were.
Get the goddamn on next song up. I don't care.
Yes, absolutely. Tank is very funny.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's a great trash talker.
You yeah. don't want to... If you're not as funny as the person... You're just going to end up irritated.
And if you're also an emotional person.
Oh, the last thing you want is because you can't beat a comedian unless you're a comedian.
And if you show any sign of it's getting to you, we're like, you're going to cry.
And I want to make you. Now that I got you on the, once I start to see Glossy Glossersons.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go in.
I'm going to make sure you cry. Tank did a little impromptu song of about Tyrese's turtleneck. He's changing clothes. Jacket with the suede lapel. You switch from the shiny, you switch from the shiny. Oh, you got a suede lapel. You still got that turtleneck. Turtleneck. Yeah.
You're background artist. You're background artist. Turtleneck.
Yeah.
Turtleneck. You better.
Turtleneck. Turtleneck. Anyway, then when Tyrese came out, he was like, yeah. Turtleneck. Brother, that doesn't have nearly the impact that you think it has.
Of course not.
Because it was hilarious. And I'm like, Tank is both funny, he's churchy, he's a musician, he's quick. Mm-hmm. That's improv comedy.
Yeah.
Tyrese... He seemed pissed. He was like, valet, bring my car.
Is that how it
stop,
ended?
Stop.
That's how it ended?
And then Tank was saying stuff, and then Tyrese came back like, man, I thought we was doing interviews, y'all. I thought it was over. I wasn't mad. A little bit. I think a lot of people, one of the common things I thought I saw was people didn't realize how deep Tank's writing and producing catalog.
100%.
Tank is a songwriter.
He gonna write a song and he gonna sing without moving his mouth a lot.
What?
He does a lot of like he keeps his teeth together while he's figuring out the notes. Turtleneck. Watch him when he's on his IG. I'll be like, eyes in the mouth. Eyes in the mouth. Watch it when he did the folded challenge.
Yeah.
How did that thing go? It like instead of it'd be like I am. Oh, come on, look at it and move in your mouth. I promise to God, watch Tank stuff. The most he'll give you is like a side, like...
A little side mouthy mouth.
But him, the man can sing his ass off.
Yeah.
He a play and he a sing. And I think a lot of people did not know he is responsible for several hits, even though his voice...
Yes.
I feel like his tiny desk should have shown people... Didn't he have a tiny desk?
He did have a tiny desk.
Yeah, his tiny desk should have shown that to people.
Yes, he has a deep catalog as a writer. He's written a lot of Jamie Foxx songs specifically, brought out Jamie Foxx. I thought Jamie Foxx was going to do Gang Gang. You know, he loves that Gang Gang, the Bix, the four, the Bix, the eight, the nine, the deuce.
Oh,
the four,
my God. Bix, he did. I didn't know he did it so many times.
Jamie loves.
And when they did that compilation, I said, oh, no.
Yeah. He brought out Trey Songz to mixed review, mostly negative responses.
Trey Songz?
Oh, well, man. I mean.
Trey Songz came out at the Verses.
Trey Songz came out.
Oh, you leave that baby goat in the back.
People were like, oh, brother.
I don't know how that man became who he became. Now, he did have some hits, but that voice, how did it make it?
Yeah.
How? It makes me so mad.
Have you ever seen Phil from Houston's Trey Songz impersonation?
Mm-mm. Is this a man who does a lot of impersonations in general?
No,
then I don't know who this is.
He did, this is so old, Angel. Yo, side of the bread. I see your side. You never seen this?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Phil Wade.
Like this.
You peed. He does this for 3 minutes.
I can't believe it.
You peed on your side
of the barrel. He yodels and has vibrato that is, I swear, it is about a 7.8 on the Richter scale. That is how much it is shaking in his throat. I'd be like, somebody hold his neck. Hold him notes still a little bit.
He brought a toy, Luck It Out.
That's what I heard on here.
The thing is, I remember people like Tank doing songs he wrote. The beginning of Verses, if you remember, it was songwriters and producers talking about the songs they wrote and or produced. Yeah. And then the artists came in, you know, and did that.
They said, I sang.
Yeah, but I actually enjoyed it the most when it was lo-fi. I enjoyed the big ones too, shout out. But at its best, and maybe we're a little bit of COVID nostalgia, because when Versus was at its apex, Melissa was making Taco Tuesday stuff for four people who lived in our home. And we looked forward to Versus like it was a prize fight.
It was fun.
Because we were stuck in that house and we was like, oh my God, we have nothing to do. And Lissa's like, oh, they doing whoever's Versus. It didn't even matter. I watched every single one. Lissa did tacos. We got some drinks going, chips. To go into the part of our house that we was already in.
And we pushed through that buffering stream.
Man, it didn't matter. Remember Teddy Riley's one?
Oh, yeah.
Teddy Riley, don't get credit. He's the one that leveled up Versus. He's the one who tried. Now, it didn't go good.
He drug Tony down through the floor with
him. Oh, my God. Tony Baker broke.
I remember. Those were good times. I used to do a review on IG Live right when they would end, and we would have a time over there. Oh, such a good time.
Spice and Afion.
Oh, yeah.
Used to do. They did this for this one, too.
Mm-hmm. I was mad because I wanted me and Brisha to do Erica and Jill. Because I was like, they can't do it.
Erica Badu. I don't even know who Erica Scott is.
Live my life like it's Erica.
He's like, y'all going to do Erica Kirk and and Jill Scott.
Shut
up.
Erica Badu and Jill Scott.
Yes, but this is before Brisha believed in you in the interwebs, you know.
But she still didn't believe it that time.
Oh, you know, she's a Hollywood starlet. It did be taken. She's
a Hollywood starlet. But she did that. Tank.
That was before.
So she believed and then didn't believe.
It was like, nobody see this. I do it.
She really thought nobody would see that?
Like, I mean, she wanted it to go viral, but it, not viral as in Hollywood would see it.
Ah, regular people only.
Yeah, and it will give her just a little bit of like, okay, this is something that I've done, but not like, you know, people like to try to draw the line. I am a television actress and not a content creator, but all them niggas is coming.
Hey.
They're like, hey, so how do you, so the algorithm, who is that? Can I meet him?
Can I meet, give me on the books with algorithm.
Algorithm.
Where is it, Century City?
Mr. Rhythm, if I could meet him. That would be great.
I know Al Gore. Is that his brother, Al Gore Rhythm?
I would love.
Them celebrities podcast, man. Michelle Obama is on pod. When I was watching her podcast with Sterling K. Brown and Ryan Michelle Bethea.
I've been wanting to watch it.
And Michelle Obama was reading podcast ads like me and you. I said, what?
That pisses me off. Go on somewhere.
What are you doing reading?
Go be away with Barry.
You over here with us.
Now, I know this is like your life now. Stop it.
Her and her brother be reading the podcast, taking turns. Mm. You got it, Craig? Okay, I'm going to read the next one.
So good.
It's crazy. They got Stephanie Aisha. I'm trying to get on her podcast.
Why? Listen, Kevin, why don't you be, if you would go ahead and either like be the vice president, then our podcast would be a lot bigger. You just got to do 4 years. And then here's the thing.
I never would. Oh, also, by the way, shout out to the TSA agents. The government, they voted to end the TSA shutdown without giving more money to ICE.
It was kind of like it wasn't a full compromise, though.
Oh, was it full?
No.
Oh, everything I was reading was saying was they didn't give no money. I was surprised they didn't just cave. Either way, shout out to the TSA people.
They're getting paid, though.
For getting paid. But Tank and Tyrese, y'all did good.
You know, they're two singing
men. Two singing men. It was a great way to spend the Thursday afternoon.
A new season is always a great time to reset, level up, and take better care of yourself. And that absolutely includes your hair. And if you're dealing with thinning, shedding, or just wanting fuller, healthier hair, the I Restore Elite is one of the easiest routine upgrades you can make. And with their spring bundle savings happening right now, it's truly the best time to try it. It's an at-home device that uses 300 lasers and 200 LEDs to deliver targeted light therapy to your scalp, and it's clinically proven to help regrow your hair. And the best part is how effortless it is. You just pop it on for a few times a week doing literally anything else, like watching TV, journaling, scrolling, whatever your daily routine looks like. If you want to go all in on your hair transformation, you can also pair the Elite with the Revive Plus Max Growth Kit or their Biotin Gummies for extra support from the inside out. So whether you're treating yourself to a fresh start or just looking to elevate your routine, the I Restore Elite is the kind of upgrade that makes every day feel like a good hair day. Listen, I know this is something that I love, and I know you would too, so you should try it out. If you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your hair routine, the spring bundle savings is it. iRestore is offering big savings right now, and with code SK at iRestore.com, you'll get an exclusive discount on the iRestore Elite. That's code SK at iRestore.com. Please support our show, tell them we sent you, and give your hair the upgrade it's been waiting for.
All right. Because we're shooting this so ahead of time, what we were going to cover on our bonus was this documentary called The Manosphere on Netflix. Louis
Theroux. 2 hours of rage bait.
Two hours of rage bait. If you haven't seen it and you don't want to be spoiled, pause this, go watch it and come back, because we had told the Patreon that we're going to watch it. Angel, you watched it first. Oh, it was an executive order. Okay. Hilarious, because Congress want their Delta perks. That was the final line. Delta said, y'all got to stand in line. They said, all right, fix it and clean it, because I'm not finna be standing in regular line.
They're like, this, no.
That's why we just went through this in November. Now, how long is it finna be? Because I'm not finna be being shut down every other Wednesday.
This was going to happen.
That funding wasn't dependent on DHS, though.
The last one.
That was just the bill, because they want DHS reform.
Yeah.
So basically, they're saying we don't want to give you guys money for DHS if it's not coming with reform because of Minneapolis.
Absolutely. And I agree. All right. Manosphere, Angel, you watch this. Why?
Louis Theroux.
Because in one of me and Denora's conversations about high value men and alpha male.
Wait. You guys have conversations about high value men and
alpha male? Me and Denora have the most riveting conversations.
I could see that.
I mean, so good. It could be a podcast. Our conversations, a lot of times we talk, what's crazy is we come back to trans rights all the time. Never fails. I'd be like, we really be coming back to trans people every single time. How did we get here? Rights. Yeah, let's talk about.
So y'all just call each other and talk.
Yeah. I think yesterday we were on the phone for like 2.5 hours. This is a great time.
God.
What the hell?
It's good.
What do you be doing also during this time? Are you just sitting there on the phone?
No, there's always something getting done.
Laundry?
It's called, what is that called? Body doubling?
I've never heard this.
It's when you kind of distract yourself from the mundane task.
Talking on the phone?
Or by having somebody there that is talking to you, even if they're not helping with the task. It just makes the task go by.
This is what my nieces and nephews do.
Watching YouTube.
Yes. My nieces and nephews be... They have their friends on FaceTime, camera up on the counter, and my kids.
That's foolish.
Nah, Josh.
No, but just be on the phone. Uh-uh. If you're not talking to the...
Because sometimes
Melissa was doing this with one of our nieces, I remember who, during Christmas. She comes downstairs, she has her phone on there. You see a person talking. Melissa wasn't paying attention. She was talking, she was doing something else. She started talking to them. And then she noticed she was on the phone. She was like, oh, well, I didn't know you're on the phone, my bad. She was like, no, it's okay. She was like, no, but you're on the phone. So, yeah, but I'm just hanging out. She was like, you don't want to talk to your friend? She was like, no, she just with me. We were like,
what is happening?
You just carrying her around life? She was like, yeah, I'll just put her down and do the dishes. You know, she'll do her own thing. Sometimes we check in.
This is the best. That's why my friendships back home are still very strong.
I know no one. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, in one of our conversations about high value men and alpha males, okay, she brought up this podcast. This was literally on Saturday. Me and her had this conversation documentary. And I was like, oh, I should recommend it to Kevin for us to cover.
She had already seen this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was like, oh, yeah, it's really interesting. And I was like, me and Kevin should cover. She said, y'all should. I watched it, and I was like, I don't know if Kevin's going to want to cover this, so that's why I didn't bring it up. Mm. And then when you did, I was like, oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Anyways, watched it. First of all, let me know. I am 45, almost 46.
Didn't know none of the people?
My. They had babies on this thing.
Melissa had never heard of one of these people and never seen a person in her life.
Short-haired.
Nico?
No, the guy before him in Florida. Well, not one of them in Florida. But the one that told his wife he can't say anything.
Byron Gaines.
He got in trouble.
Fresh and Fit.
I think we talked about one of his clips before.
We did.
Yeah, we've talked about Fresh and Fit before.
Because that was the only person that I knew
Fresh and Fit, and I knew I had heard of Andrew Tate and his brother. I don't know his brother's name.
Melissa had heard of none either.
Melissa had never heard of one of those people ever. Oh my
God, they are awful.
Yeah. They were in jail for a while, weren't they? Yeah, human trafficking.
Oh, yeah, I heard that from the thing.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. I said, who are these people? And I care about none of them. That's the first thing. The dude who was from, where was he from? Not Australia.
England?
New England.
HS?
HS.
Yeah.
HS.
Something ticky-tocky.
HS ticky-tocky.
HS ticky-tocky.
Yeah.
Man, if you want to grow your following, you want to get jacked, you want to get girls, you want to get money.
Yeah.
You get on my app. Like, that's...
That was pretty good.
That's them. That is them.
That was a good impression of his accent.
Yeah, that's what they said. He sounded like, you know, it's all right. I might say things like, I don't think a girl, like if my son was gay, I would disown him. I would just disown him.
And he's like, this is not homophobic at all.
No, it's just not. Like, I don't dislike gay people. He's gay.
Literally, he'll be like, I'm not anti-Semitic. Yeah, he's might Jew. Say I hate the Jews, but my friend's Jewish. And the dude told the camera, like, I actually don't like when you say that. It would be complete. I'm not homophobic. I just feel like there shouldn't be gay people in the world.
Yeah.
And the guy would be like, but that's homophobic. No, it's not. And then the next clip would be like, and if I'm homophobic, so what? I am. Yeah. And I'm racist. Yeah. It's very Rick James, I don't have my feet on your couch. Right. Of course I have my feet on your couch, nigga. That's what it reminded me of.
What I really saw was men who didn't get whoopings. That's what it felt like.
What I loved.
You need to get spanked.
What I loved was when he was hanging out with HS and went to the gym, and then HS starts talking to the documentary camera. She's like, who are you talking to?
Yes.
It was so funny to me, Josh.
Out loud.
Because he was like, yeah, so then I do that. And dude's behind him. Yeah. He's like, and it's his camera. It's the documentarian's camera. He's like, what are you, I'm over here. He's like, oh yeah, man, I'm just so used to doing it. It's like, I'm just so used to being
talking to right now.
The thing I noticed, to your point, Angel, about spankings, those men, the customers, they need a father figure in their life, it seems like. So much so they don't realize you are the reason they are rich.
The fact that the two guys that fanned out with
HS Tiki Taki?
No. The guy in the suit.
White dude.
He was like, men are born with no value. We're worth nothing. Our main goal in life is to create the value for our lives.
Oh, when he was like, yeah, you know, I'm allowed to bring in women into my relationship, but she's committed to me. I know that stings, doesn't it? It stings. I don't know why it gets people going when I say that.
The eye contact.
Yes. I said, I have never seen this is the corniest fucking shit I've ever seen.
Doesn't it hurt for you to hear me say that?
In my life, I said, I don't know how, I think the men are, and not in a sexual way, but the men are attracted to the glitz and glamour and lifestyle. They want to be these men.
You talking about the customers?
The customers.
Oh, yeah.
When they say he makes money on the trade, whether you make money or lose money, I said, now y'all don't realize you are the reason they are. You are literally, everybody's got the same Rolodex as far as promoting the clip thing. I said, well, first of all, the team of clippers.
They clipping the hell out of stuff. Oh my
God. There's some value there for me. But if you're streaming for 8 hours a day and you just got an army of, this is like the new street team.
Yeah.
They clip it and they frame it where you're great and the guy's negative. And then what's crazy is people watch it. You could see real time how they respond to the comments and then adjust their behavior based on how they're being perceived in real time. Yeah. They are literally living for the chat for whatever. And they're on like Kick and Rumble, the ones where you go.
Are
you
live streaming this right now? No.
Yeah. No, we're not. Exactly what he's
saying. So insane. When that baby, the customer, were like, he was like, okay, so you lived in your car and you lost your brother. He was like, well, you know, depression, that's weakness. You got to get that out of you. You can't have depression. Well, why did your brother die? He unfortunately took his own life, but I can't be thinking about that, sir.
Angel, I said, hey.
You need a hug.
Uh-huh. And the thing is, did you see where he connected? A lot of those Manosphere guys either didn't have dads at all or had abusive fathers, and they turned around and became this caricature of what a man, alpha male, is. And they didn't even connect. When the dude was like, I mean, maybe my dad not being a part of my life has an impact. And me and Melissa were like, you think?
Well, I mean,
you think? Ding. And then his mom was like, have a juice. He was like, I don't want a juice, mommy. I don't want a juice bar, mommy. I don't want to have juice. I was like, where's the alpha male thing? When your mom's making you clear the ground, you're going to have some juice.
She doesn't see him as HS. She sees him as Harrison.
Oh, my God. I said, boy, you turned into a five-year-old.
I knew he had a white mama. I said, you needed to be beat. I could tell you one of them kids that acted up in the grocery store and she ignored it. Mm-hmm. Well, she should have whooped your ass until you stood up and put you in that cart and said, I won't have this foolishness. Instead, she let him grow up and get his little muscles and be stupid. Okay? Because I get it. Fathers are needed. But when they can't be there or they decide not to be, you got to pick up the bloodstained banner and whoop him with it. And I'm not even whooping a huge
with the bloodstained banner?
I'm not a huge whooping type of mama.
You ain't whooping?
Oh, I do, but I don't do it often. It's very rare. These are men that needed beatings, though. Yes, because you don't understand where the boundaries are. Your frontal
lobe gone.
Is good mushy. Good and mushy.
The thing also I thought was so interesting, the way they talk about their girlfriends on stream, like the Fresh and Fit guys, and then when the guy talked to them one-on-one, it's such a different persona that you could see the character that he's playing on podcast.
She called it out, though, and that's why she wasn't allowed to say no more things.
And she left.
Because she was like, what he is on camera is not the relationship that I have with him.
Now, that's who needed a daddy. That girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
I said, girl, what is you doing? As pretty as you are, why are you in here with this man who talks like a jackass on a regular basis? And then the girl helping to book the people, she's like, can we get him drunk so that they can kind of fight? And then she was like, oh, no.
Say that out loud?
I cannot talk to you.
It was insane. I hadn't seen a lot of those people. I mean, that kind of content doesn't come. I only seen the people who go viral, the Tate brothers and Fresh and Fit, because they go viral on Twitter. And in my head, I'm like, man, these people, the one dude who lived in Baton Rouge, he's got the one-way monogamous relationship. So was it four different people? It was
Sneaky O.
Oh, Sneako.
Neo was Sneako.
Sneako. Never seen that baby in my life.
Sneako, HS,
Fresh and Fit.
HS's friend.
Oh, the other white Ed. Dude.
Just a random guy named Ed. Everybody else has cool names.
Yeah.
We said white dude, and then there was one more.
Sneako. HS, white dude with the too small shirt, Fresh and Fit. That's the four.
Who was the white dude in the suit?
That's the white dude in the two small shirts.
Said, you guys will I protect my wife, and then also I don't protect my wife anymore.
Oh, yes, that's in the Baton Rouge
five,
man.
Five
Baton
minutes later.
What I loved was his ever so slight use of black vernacular and tone.
Who?
HS?
tight shirt, too small suit, Baton Rouge.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. This is him walking through the streets of Miami. All right. Good to see you. Good to see you, Playboy. Like, that's how he was talking.
Just to random people sitting on the...
Yes. In them damn too small, god daggone suits.
There's a fashion guy I follow, and he was like, almost everybody in these I'm an alpha male circles wears clothes that are too tight. Because it's so interesting. We're talking about this before. What men think women are attracted to versus what women are actually attracted to is quite often very different. There was a picture that went viral a little while ago, and it was basically a guy with my body type and a guy with like ripped abs. Mm-hmm. And the person polled, ask the women in your life who they'd be more likely to be attracted to. I think we talked about this before. And then on Twitter, he polled women, who are you more attracted to? And it was like 70-30. Women liked men who were not like, rah. Mm-hmm. And men were like, man, that guy probably gets women.
Oh, it definitely gives more like you are dressed for another man, homosexual man that you would like to hit on you more than I am trying to get a woman. I don't want to see us have the same size waist. That's what I'm going to tell you right motherfucking now.
He said, did you just look at my biceps?
I asked Melissa and Mel, and they were like, I'd probably prefer the kind of dad bod guy. And Mel was like, yeah, because if he, and you said the same thing when we first talked about this. She was like, if he's that ripped, he's just not going to want to go out to eat, and it's just going to be all about macros and micros. And it's just like, I don't want to hear that.
And not then, just that, you spend 2.5 hours in the gym around other sweaty ass men.
Yeah,
I'm not here for it. Get your ass home. Okay? But if it's too much, then you spend too much time away from me, and I don't want it.
It takes a lot of time.
Okay, I don't want it.
That's why I do my gym in the morning. Like, if I ain't got to the gym and Melissa's up and the kids are at school, then it's weird. By the way, JoJo was at a little retreat for his school. No. Man, it's even though JoJo and Isaiah are at home quiet all the time, if they're actually not home quiet versus home quiet, it is different quiets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, JoJo, please don't go away to schooling.
Are you going to make you so sad, boy? I'm like, Marcus, get the hell up out of here.
No, you don't mean that.
I do. Become a man. Now, will I be moving where he's at? Yes.
Angel's Manosphere.
Mm-hmm. Become a man. I asked him, I said.
Be a man.
I said, you know these people? He said, this is little Marcus. He said, I know Sneeko. I said, what'd you think about him? He was like, he's stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Because let me tell you. There are a lot of things I've failed at in life that I don't see as failures. I just see as great moments that didn't go the way I thought for a lot of things.
That's good framing.
I'm
putting this on.
When it comes to my children, though, I would feel like a failure as a mother if they were to turn into any semblance of what I saw on that documentary.
I had the same thought. If my boys were like, yeah, man, like they were saying that the teachers in middle school and high school are dealing with boys who follow their content are like wildly disrespectful to teachers and women and telling them they should get back in the kitchen and stuff. And I'd be like, if my kids would ever talk to some women like that, I'd be livid. But also I'm in their life.
But again, even my husband, great dad, very great present father, very scary demeanor that kind of keeps the boys in check. But also, if him gone, for some reason, my parenting as a mother is not going to allow that. They know who I am.
They know.
And for them to think that my value comes from beauty and what was it? The women's value comes from beauty and something else that he said. And their fertility. It was something that he said in the documentary that women are born with their value and it has to do with their beauty.
Yeah.
And something else.
Yeah.
Or sexuality. Maybe that's what it was. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
It reminds me of how like conservative radio hosts and politicians will say stuff that they know their base goes for, but they don't necessarily believe. Mm-hmm. But if my base goes for it, then
I think that's what it really is.
Yeah. I know that there's a market for these people to watch this content. I get paid that way to buy my classes or buy my trade stocks through my whatever, buy my merch. you're the reason that I'm rich. And then I'm going to use that rich, your money, to tell you that you're not going to ever be anything unless you do X, Y, and Z with me. And they ran you up a ticket to their house, and they all live in nice places. Mm-hmm. And you at home, them people who's running in the streets, they don't show your home.
Listen, I was exhausted. I said, this has got to be a scary life to live, that you have to always come up with some sort of, you got to, what is it called? Clip farm?
Yeah, clip farming.
You got to clip farm all the time.
Yes.
You have to look like this.
Yep.
You have to like pretend like you have this like regiment or, and pump out content to that extent to where you're streaming constantly. Or your empire.
And you gotta level up your craziness too.
Yes.
Because the wild thing from last week or last year, that's the thing about wild content. This is how Logan Paul ended up in that suicide forest.
Yeah.
Because you gotta keep raising the bar, because if you just, you know, whatever the wild thing, you, if you just keep doing that, then okay, we saw you do that. We saw you run through traffic. Now what? Now you gotta run through traffic with a baby. Now you gotta push a baby through traffic. Like, you gotta kind of keep raising the level. And then you don't know what's good anymore because you're basing it off of views and not like morals.
Yeah, these millennial parents have failed. That's what I want to make it clear. They are the they made these.
Millennial parents? I think these are y'all people, Gen X.
No, these are also millennial parents.
No.
How old is Sneeko?
Sneeko, you're right.
Okay.
Sneeko, yeah. How old is Sneeko? If he's not 25 and I'm wrong. 27.
He is. Wow, he's aging great.
That's Gen X.
I ain't got no goddamn old 27-year-old. I would have had a child at 17.
So they definitely couldn't be a millennial.
But these is millennials.
Nah, that ain't us.
Because how old is that little HS Tiki Taki?
HS Tiki Taki probably
24. Millennials.
That's still Gen X.
No, that's millennial. That's 20-year-old.
He born in 2001. We wasn't having... They said 2006. I think it's more Gen X than millennial. That's y'all people, Gen X.
No, it's that we are our own. So we'll say elder millennial then.
No.
Or Zennial.
Younger Gen X.
No, it's Zennial.
Zillennial. Because yeah. You're 77 to what, 81?
No, it goes further. It goes all the way to 84.
Oh, does it?
Yes, because we have a weird crossing.
Yeah. White mom plus Gen X.
Listen, these
little I told you, but one thing you said I agree with. If my kids were watching them, I would cry. I'd be like, I failed you.
Yeah.
As a father, as a person, as a parent. You know, but I talk to my kids. They don't be on that. And I wish a nigga would. I wish Isaiah Joe would.
I would go back to beating.
I'm going
to,
I'd be Isaiah today.
Oh my God. You hear me?
You look good, Angel.
I really don't.
Yeah, I stopped whooping years ago.
Long ago.
How would your life be different if you didn't have to worry about your credit score? Ava is a credit building app that's designed to work fast and help your credit score where it really matters, so your credit score can start climbing with almost zero effort. Instead of a secure card that locks up a deposit and takes weeks, Ava can improve you in 5 minutes with up to $2,500 credit limit and no credit check. Just pay your monthly subscriptions like usual with the Ava Credit Builder card, and Ava reports your on-time payments to all major credit bureaus, helping you build solid credit history quickly. Ava members improve their score by an average of 30 points in 30 days. Ava can now report your rent, utility, and phone bills automatically, even up to 24 months of past payments. Come on. So your everyday payments help build credit faster, all included in your Ava membership. Let me tell you, I have had a tumultuous relationship with my credit. But when I tell you, when my credit got good, life got a whole lot better. And I know that can happen for you. Take control of your credit today. Download the Ava app, AVA. And when you join using my promo code THING20, you'll get 20% off your first year, monthly or annually, your choice. Excuse me, or annual, your choice. Again, grab the Ava app and use my promo code THING20 so they know you heard it from me, and you'll get 20% off any plan for up to a year. That's promo code THING20. Thanks to Ava. Now go get yourself some good credit.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Sports news, Angel. Oh. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
The NBA Board of Governors has approved a vote for the league to explore bids and applicants for expansion teams exclusively in Las Vegas and Seattle. The Supersonics are coming back after 18 years. We are back. We are back. We are getting Doug back. It'll be 20 years by the time. I think they'll start playing in the 2028 season. Uh-huh. I don't know what the Vegas team is going to be called. But the Sonics, I watched Kevin Durant play his rookie season in Seattle. Uh-huh. And then they were ripped from me. So much hope. I took Zezé to a game when he was months old. They were going hilarious to Seattle on stages.
What team we buying? Sorry, go ahead.
Me and Melissa been talking about this. I think NBA? We need to start with the WNBA.
No, I was going to say, Jesus. Let's start
WNBA. I've been watching Issa. She bought in minority at the NWSL.
Just say what it is.
The Women's Soccer League soccer team.
Thank you, because I was like, I ain't going
to
know what you're talking
about. Yeah, I want to get in on a minority piece. You ain't got to come full ownership, because $7 to $10 billion is crazy. And the main reason they approve them, people are saying, is because the other team's going to get a little piece of that $7 to $10 billion. Mm. You get in there, you got it. We gonna tax the new ownership because you come in. And the funny thing is, the Sonics still ain't, the Seattle Storm play in the same arena that the Sonics were left because they wanted a new arena, the Key Arena in Seattle. They were like, we need a new arena, and Howard Schultz was like, no, and I'll sell the team. Clay Bennett, who owns the OKC, was like, well, I'll buy the team and they'll stay here as long as you get a new thing. And then people in Seattle were like, nigga, no, we're not paying for a new stadium. We just bought the Seahawks stadium or the Mariners, whatever, one of the two. And he was like, guess we're leaving Oklahoma. And Oklahoma was like, we'll build it.
We'll build it.
We have nothing.
We have so much land.
We will pay. Yeah. So, billionaires is crazy because I got $1 billion, but what am I going to buy? Pay for the stadium when you will pay, or somebody in Oklahoma will pay.
That's how they keep the money.
But be that as it may, the Sonics are coming back. I told Zezé and Melissa we need to go to the opening day of the Seattle Sonics coming back. I also want to go to Jay-Z's concert in
Yankee Stadium. Marcus is thinking about going.
Yankee Stadium or a Roots Picnic?
I'm going to go. I need the photos.
I've never been able to see Jay-Z alone. I only saw him on the run with Beyonce. My brother went to watch The Throne, but I ain't had that money. And they was down the street from my house. There was at Tacoma Dome, which was a 4-minute drive. Might as well have been 400 miles because niggas tickets were like $80. I was like, nigga. And then Jay, I saw him the next day. He was like, nigga, they did Watch The Throne 14 times in a row. I was like, really?
Really? That would have been.
Wanted to go to that. He was like, I had the best time of my life. I was like, 14 times,
14.
Huh?
I'm sure. Well, Marcus hates. Marcus does not like New York. So
really,
he didn't have the time. It has a smell. It's dirty to him.
It has a smell.
New York smell, and he's like, get it off.
I've never smelled anything.
No, New York has its own scent.
What does it smell like?
I don't. It's New York.
Tacoma has a smell.
Tacoma aroma.
Hot butt.
New York definitely has a smell. I can't believe you're saying you don't know
the smell. I promise you, I don't notice any smell. I mean, sometimes in the summertime, I feel like I can smell the hot air from the subway ventilation when I'm walking. Mm-hmm. Some pee. Sometimes I can smell some pee.
Sometimes.
But I don't think the whole city smells like hot subway air.
Well, once you get far out, but like if you're in, it has a smell. Okay, I'm not saying it stinks. It has a smell.
And the stink smell like when you smell their house when they fart.
It they got a smell.
Like I can smell your fart, your house.
Like y'all cooked fish the night before. Anyway, Mark has only been to New York, I think, once or twice maybe, and he didn't like it. So a part of me is like, I don't know if I should be sending you to go see Jay-Z in a place that
with him?
No, I don't know. Go by yourself. So I'm thinking the Roots Picnic, but then I'm also like,
festival is
it's a festival.
And it's going to, that's rain season.
And it's a festival.
It always rains during that festival.
Is this a new stadium or a refurbished stadium? This is a new one, right? Yankee?
This is the new.
Yeah, there's only one stadium now. It's newer. It's not.
I just went
to
this
in the
Yankee.
Same
it's
location.
It's in the Bronx.
Because the Yankee Stadium was already in the Bronx.
I've only been once, I don't know.
The street from the old one. It's still in the Bronx.
Okay, so it is a new location, though. It's not the same building.
I think it's new.
It's not the same. It's newer. I mean, over 10 years, but yeah, it's not the original Yankee Stadium. That doesn't exist anymore.
My cousin tore it down?
Oh, it's a parking lot.
Oh, it's gone. Okay, my cousin used to live, God rest his soul, across the street from the old Yankee Stadium. So I've been trying to figure out, because I'm like, if he still got that apartment or if it's in the family, I'm going to be like, hey, you go stay there, Marcus, and then you go walk to the concert. Because if it's right across the street, then it's walkable. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I've been like, Marcus, do you want to go? And then he was like, oh, the tickets are gone. I was like, the tickets aren't gone.
They're never gone.
I was like, the resellers are holding them.
It sucks, though.
It does.
It sucks.
It really, really does.
Because you can't compete with computers. Mm-mm. Going to buy stuff.
So, but also, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out, because that's around our anniversary time, too. So it's kind of like...
What's your anniversary?
It's the 14th of July.
Wait, have y'all done y'all a secret trip yet?
No.
Whose turn is it?
It's an odd year. We're 19, which is crazy.
It's even year. Hmm? Oh, y'all's wedding is an odd year.
Yes.
I was like, girl, it's 2026.
No, it's an odd year, so we're year 19, so it's his turn.
And y'all doing be 20 years next year.
I know.
Are you going to do anything special or just a bigger trip?
We'll probably do a private ceremony with our children to renew our vows and then a party.
With the kids?
Mm-hmm.
The boys will be what, 19, 12, and...
Calm down. He will not 19. Be 19.
How old is Marcus?
Down. He is 16. He will be 17.
When's his birthday?
What's funny is Kev's his brain is so 18. Selective when to do math good.
No, he will still be 17. His birthday's in August. We got married in July.
He'll be 17 this year, though.
Yes, and he'll still be 17 next year when we get married. Again.
Oh, you're right.
Talking about
so 19. 17.
12.
12 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Amar finna be
Amar
seven.
Amar about to be 7 years old.
Ain't that crazy?
How?
Ain't that crazy?
How's it? How?
I don't know. It's insane.
He's COVID boy.
Wow, COVID would have been 7 years from then.
He was born in 19?
19. Yeah. He's the COVID baby.
Amar's gonna be 7?
7 years old. My baby.
Wow.
My baby.
Wow. All right.
But yeah, so anyways, then we would have to make it a part of our anniversary trip. And but if that's the case, he go see Jay-Z, I go see about 5 Broadway shows, and I would be happy as a pig in mud. Happy as a pig in mud. And I would then go to a dance class in New York and be like,
tired of touch my life.
Yes, I don't know. It's just, I told him that you were going. Are y'all going? Because you said you're going to do a show.
Going where?
To the Jay-Z concert.
Yeah, I'm trying to go.
I'm going. I just got to finesse getting able to shoot it.
Yeah.
Hey, like, Jay. I mean,
shut up, man.
Jay. Joshy here.
Joshy.
What's up, Jay?
But you're doing a tour, not tour show.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even better.
Bingo.
Bingo, bongo, bango.
I would love to go. All right, moving on. Might be the last topic. The comedian who went viral for the Lion King song, What It Means, is being sued.
Oh, no. By who?
Variety reports the Lion King singer...
What?
Lebohang Morake, please forgive me if I mispronounce that, who performed the iconic chant in Circle of Life, is suing a comedian for mistranslating the chant's meaning. The song begins with the chant. Okay. I don't know how to read that.
Oh, I can.
Natsagonyaya Barayithi Baba?
Yeah. Natsagonyaya Barayithi
Bagati
baba
baba
bagati baba baba
baba
baba
Natsangonya. I always say wasabenya bara bizi baba.
Oh,
a lawsuit points to an episode of 154 podcast where comedian Learn More Jonasi joked the chant translate to "Look, there's a lion." Oh my god. Such viral statements, the lawsuit says, are interfering with Morake's business relationship with Disney and his income from royalties, causing more than $20 million in actual damages. The lawsuit also seeks $7 million in punitive damages. The Guardian reports the complaint argues that Jonasi presented his translation as authoritative fact, not comedy, so it shouldn't get the First Amendment protections afforded to parody and satire that make fun of other artistic works. Come on.
And he could, even if it wasn't covered under parody, he can say that. I can say something means something and it don't. I can say it.
That's,
it's not defamation. It's not. I can say that gato means giraffe. Like, who's my dude that I be watching that's on the spectrum? There's a man on the spectrum that does Spanish translations, and they be terrible. Derek.
Oh, Derek.
He does that. That's his little tick. Yes. He's like, in English, cat. In Spanish, Galileo. It'd be like, yup.
Derek Washington.
Derek!
Shout out to Bebo P Man 5.
Thank you. You can't be wrong.
And how could you? How could it cost you $20 million? It just went viral last month.
You would never.
How did it already cost you $20 million plus $7 million on the punitive?
You would be a lion if you. What? $20 million? You are not making that much money. You would be Disney. You would be really Mickey would. Mouse.
Hold on. I think he got served. I'm trying to find the clip. Here it goes.
Like Nanzingonya Magiti Baba.
You were way off.
Ngonyama.
All right.
What does it mean?
It means look, there's a lion. Oh my god.
It was really his delivery that made it so. So I saw a clip of him online saying he got served.
What does this say?
They served him during a
during the show.
Oh, shit, I just got served. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You just... For those who are wondering what this is for, I did a joke about the Lion King. I don't know. You saw it? That was me, yeah.
Come here, what does it mean?
It means... Oh, look! Man. There's a lion! Oh, my God!
You're joking. That is not what that means. That is not what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
That's what it means. Look, there's a lion.
Oh my God.
There's a lion. Oh my God. It's a lion.
I'm paying for that shit now. This is a shit.
Godfrey apparently played a clip showing that he wasn't the first to use the joke. He said, why he ain't sue Seth Rogen, who has much more money than this guy.
Seth Rogen did something about that?
I guess so. It was documented in a Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner that said the same thing. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's Billy on the street. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Seth Rogen.
It's a lion. It's a lion.
Ted, do you know what the opening lines are in English to The Circle of Life?
You know, I do not.
Opening words mean, here comes a lion, father. Oh, yes, it's a lion.
I'm glad they went the way that they did.
Yeah. It sounds better in the language than it is sung in.
Much more
popular. It's a lion.
Really dumb, actually.
Did we mention it's a lion?
They get, like, super literal. Yeah.
You can get away with that.
The white lady said it first.
White lady said it first.
And then he didn't come after that little girl.
Do you think it's because people actually believe he's serious?
No, I
he's,
think
he's right.
I think it's because that man needed some money.
He needed that $20 million plus seven.
He needs something
on the punitive.
That man who sued him was like, I need some money.
All right, keep on.
Give me sue. Let me tell
keep
you what.
On.
Guess who got a district court judge as a sister? You go ahead and keep on. Come on over here.
You want to call the judge?
I'm going to call the judge. I got.
I'm not a lawyer, but sister-in-law.
I'm going to be like, all of BALSA, that's the black student attorneys, I'm going to need y'all. Shut this down. Go ahead. Come on. Come on if you want to. What I know is that that's frivolous and that he's wasting some... Well, no, he's wasting his own money because an attorney had to type all that up. That's insane.
$20 million, Angel, plus the $7 million punitive. $27 million in totality.
That's insane.
It's a very expensive joke.
Yeah, and it's also, how you going to prove the $20 million? How you going to prove that you lost $20 million? Because we have to see that $20 million was coming.
1,000%. You are not going to be able to prove... in a court of law that this man's joke, where people, whether it's an accurate translation or not,
mm-hmm.
that you now are out of $20 million.
You
no. That you that was coming your way.
Yeah, nobody said, ah, can't work with you because.
At most people were like, oh, I didn't know. That's hilarious. All right, got to pick my son up. Like, we're just watching a video on Instagram.
If you're tired of the same polished celebrity interviews, you need to check out Celebrity Truth or Dare on YouTube, hosted by Riverdale star Bernadette Beck. Each episode puts celebrity guests in an impossible situation or position, I should say. Answer a brutally honest truth question or take a ridiculous dare. So instead of media trained answers and safe rehearsed stories, you get real confessions, outrageous challenges, and celebrities pushed way out of their comfort zones. We're talking awkward secrets, wild stories, eating crickets, getting zapped, and surprise dance battles that make every episode completely unpredictable. It's funny, messy, fast-paced, and feels like a celebrity interview, party game, and comedy showdown all rolled into one. If you want to watch celebrities get real and get uncomfortable, head to YouTube and search Celebrity Truth or Dare. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's Celebrity Truth or Dare.
I just, All right, man.
Moving on. This is actually the last thing we're going to talk about. I watched all the episodes of the Cowboys documentary. Jerry Springer, the Wrangler, or something. I mean, Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer's Cowboys.
The Wrangler. I was like, what the hell is Jerry Springer doing on a Cowboys documentary?
It's Jerry Springer's the Wranglers, but it's all the little people.
The little people with the amputees. They got them out there.
By the way, we said quadriplegic every time, and it was quadruple amputee every time. And we was like, quadruple, quadruplegic.
They should know me by now. If it's not written in front of me, I'm going to go back to the default of where my
quadriplegic.
Brain, so it's
quadruple amputee.
Yes. Apologies.
Apologies to the quad.
Even though we said the things quad. That were so much worse.
We said way worse, but you better get that quadruple amputee right. I was watching Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Jones, damn it.
Jerry Jones.
Oh, my God. Throw a junior in there.
I was watching Tom and Jerry cartoon.
I love it. It's not just me.
Jerry, I got the perimenopause break.
I'm slowly tapping in. I'm going to be the only one left on this
you
side.
You really are.
Oh, no. You already
you
started coming.
You better stay young,
Passion of the Christ. No, he's already sliding down. He got a, like, he coming down the slide, but trying to, like, yeah, hold the side. You coming down with us.
Jerry Jones. And his Cowboys, documented about the Dallas Cowboys. I didn't watch it for a long time because I was like, I know all these Cowboys stories. I did not.
Ooh.
I did not know. Michael Irvin, two things about Michael Irvin. One, he stabbed a teammate.
Oh, no.
Over haircut positioning.
With a knife.
With scissors.
Worse.
And basically... Had that man testified or had any of the Cowboys been like, yes, he stabbed that man with some scissors, Michael Irvin would have went to jail.
As where he should be.
And there was a time in Michael Irvin's life, I don't remember this at all, he was arrested for having, you know, crack cocaine at a party in a hotel that looked like that hotel in Dallas. Remember they were selling butt outside?
No,
and
yeah.
We was like, we can't stay here. No, that butt was sold.
She was selling
that butt. She stuck her hand in the butt and let that man smell it. And we watched him pull $100 out of his wallet and hand it to her
at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m., they proceeded to walk in. They wasn't going to read the Bible, Josh.
Yeah.
She let him sample like a little Baskin Robbins spoon of butt smell. He said, let me smell the butt at 10 a.m. She said, me and Angel and Josh was waiting at that red light to go to that hotel. We went in there. They said, that hotel's not ready. He said, not ready yet. He said, don't you worry about it.
Don't even finish.
And it smelled like cigarette smell and butt. We canceled that room and went over to a different hotel. Anyway, It was a hotel that looked like that. It was like a Marriott Residence Inn. He had like some strippers, some crack, some cocaine, some drugs, some sex, whatever. Then apparently one of the strippers was the common law wife of a Dallas police officer who was arrested for leading a murder for hire plot on Michael Irvin.
Oh, geez.
The cop had a hit out on Michael Irvin. Wow. And it came out while Michael Irvin was on trial. The dude, the cop pled guilty to a murder for hire plot of a star receiver of the Dallas Cowboys. I said, man, now when did this happen?
Why is this? Why has there got so much soap opera happening in Angel the Dallas Day, Cowboys?
All kind of stuff was happening with them Cowboys. Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones hated each other. Jerry Jones said, I don't remember none of this stuff. I must have been a kid. I was playing outside. He said, man, yeah, Jimmy Johnson won a Super Bowl or two. 500 coaches could have won a Super Bowl team with that team. And fire Jimmy Johnson. Barry Switzer won the last Super Bowl, 1996. Cowboys ain't been to the NFC Championship in 30 years since then.
Damn.
They reconciled now.
One of my boys is a diehard fan. He's like, I have not like felt happiness with this team my entire life.
Pain. One of the coaches accused Troy Aikman of being a racist. I said, man, what was happening? And this is when they were winning. All this stuff happened when they were winning Super Bowls. I had no idea. Apparently, Michael Irvin was very serious about his football regimen when it was in the season. And then he took like 1 month off to just let it all hang loose. And that's where the crack cocaine and the strippers and the murder for hire thing. And then training camp began, or prior to training camp, he locked right back in. Emmitt Smith was holding out. It was interesting. Then also Jerry Jones clip about him being at a one of those Arkansas schools when the integration, all this happened in the documentary. That's the only thing that I remember that happened, because that happened a few years ago.
Yeah, you look at that man, he looks like he was against integration. What? Absolutely.
What? You think Jerry Jones wasn't in the crowd?
Oh, absolutely.
When a nigga was uttered? Maybe he uttered it himself. Highly likely. Hippa, allegedly. We already said it. You can't sue us for 20 million plus sales.
I don't know if HIPAA applies.
Allegedly clears you, John. If you say anything, with all due respect, is the first thing you need to say.
Respectfully. If you catch yourself late.
Then you say allegedly, and then you say HIPAA.
Okay. And then you got to say HIPAA twice. And if you got to, because if you feel like they're on the attack, you say stop gaslighting me, and that should shut it down.
That's Big Joker. And you can pull that out at any time.
Because HIPAA is NDA, as well as it's not your business.
Yes.
As well as I can't tell you because I don't know.
Trump had a big HIPAA a few weeks ago. This was on the docket, but it fell off. Did you see that?
Cancer.
Dead by June. The guy was like, well, that wasn't public.
He was like, but he is going to die.
HIPAA. And Trump did not say HIPAA, nor allegedly.
Well, he doesn't say anything. He just does it.
He was talking to the Japanese people the other time, and they were like, why didn't you tell us about the surprise attack on Iran? He was like, why didn't you tell us about the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor?
Oh, he said Japan knows a lot about surprises.
Yeah, he was like, and that Japanese lady was like, and he did not say allegedly or HIPAA.
He didn't say anything but the thing.
Also, when he announced that he was unilaterally ending the shutdown in his post today, it was the Democrats started this shutdown and they have robbed the country of health and safety again. I, Donald J. Trump, will save us once again from the Democrats.
You're welcome. I'm putting my signature on money. Did you see that?
I saw that on the dollar bill. By the way, we need to watch this Bob Barker.
Oh, my God.
Not even being funny.
Saget. I know you're not.
I'm not, because you can tell when I'm playing. I'm being serious. Apparently, Bob Barker was a legitimate racist. This documentary on him. And
I saw part of it.
He was like dodging black people like he was Reggie Bush. USC,
and
he didn't want black people to touch him.
SA and everybody.
Yes.
Oh, that seems about right.
1,000%. I didn't think Bob Barker loved me. I just watched Price is Right when I didn't have to go to school.
Yeah.
I know that nigga ain't love no Kev. I know they ain't put no B on the card when they were coming down. He didn't want black people to touch him at all. Let the white girl kiss him all in the face.
Oh, yeah. He definitely seemed like he did a little bit of coke.
A little coke, a little schism.
I felt like there was a little bit on that little tiny microphone here right before.
Just a little keep up.
On the microphone.
All right. Got to go. We'll see you guys. Patreon. We'll see you Saturday. Dang, nigga, it's going to be April.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Saturday, April 4th. We'll return with two episodes again. And then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. If you're not on Patreon, get ready. It's a little early, but some hours are coming. Funky Lil 5 prevents you from missing out. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye. Cutty.
Right. Yo.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.